I see here that another octogenarian has just died. What is an octogenarian, Peter? And Mr. Sloane said he didn't know, but they must be very sickly creatures, for you never heard tell of them, but they were dying. That's the way with Martin's aunts. Martin's just like all the rest of those French, said Marilla in disgust. You can't depend on them for a day. Marilla was looking over Anne's Carmody purchases when she heard a shrill shriek in the barnyard. A minute later, Anne dashed into the kitchen, wringing her hands. Anne Shirley, what's the matter now?
Oh, Marilla, whatever shall I do? This is terrible, and it's all my fault. Oh, will I ever learn to stop and reflect a little before doing reckless things? Mrs. Lynde always told me I would do something dreadful some day, and now I've done it.
Anne, you are the most exasperating girl. What is it you've done?
Sold Mr. Harrison's Jersey cow, the one he bought from Mr. Bell, to Mr. Shearer. Dolly is out in the milking pen this very minute.
Anne Shirley, are you dreaming?
I only wish I were. There's no dream about it, though it's very like a nightmare. And Mr. Harrison's cow is in Charlottetown by this time. Oh, Marilla, I thought I'd finished getting into scrapes, and here I am in the very worst one I ever was in my life. What can I do?
Do? There's nothing to do, child, except go and see Mr. Harrison about it. We can offer him our jersey in exchange if he doesn't want to take the money. She is just as good as his.
I'm sure he'll be awfully cross and disagreeable about it, though, moaned Anne.
I dare say he will. He seems to be a very irritable sort of man. I'll go and explain it to him if you like.
No, indeed. I'm not as mean as that, exclaimed Anne. This is all my fault, and I'm certainly not going to let you take my punishment.
I'll go myself, and I'll go at once. The sooner it's over, the better, for it will be terribly humiliating. Poor Anne got her hat and her $20 and was passing out when she happened to glance through the open pantry door. On the table reposed a nut cake which she had baked that morning, a particularly toothsome concoction, iced with pink icing and adorned with walnuts. Anne had intended it for Friday evening, when the youth of Avonlea were to meet at Green Gables to organise the Improvement Society. But what were they compared to the justly offended Mr. Harrison?